será você o esplendor de minha alma.
What beautiful music. That is called Ilusao, which is Portuguese for illusion, by Brazilian composer Clarice Assad. That is part of an opera called Opera das Pedras, or Opera of the Stones, Spectacle of the Earth, by visual artist and, yeah, I would say it, a spiritual guru of sorts, Denise Milan. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. I'll be playing music from this opera today. I first met Denise at MoMA in New York, and I was really taken by her work. One, she's exhibited all over the world, so she's a very successful visual artist. She even has a permanent installment at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago. But two, the nature of the work is really quite interesting. She literally goes into South Brazil and excavates gigantic crystals that happen to be in the form of human beings. And what she's interested in is representing how the life cycle of a crystal is paralleled in the life cycle of humans. Then, as if that's not enough, this very successful visual art that she's doing, she also decided to turn it into an opera, the Opera of the Stones, and approach not one composer, but six, and not just any six composers, but I would say really six luminaries in Brazil. These are really the leading lights of contemporary composition. The music was by André Memari, Badi Assad, Carlinhos Antunes, Clarice Assad, Marco Antonio Guimarães, and Nanya Vasconcelos. These are big-name composers, so kudos to Denise for that. Let's jump right to some music. We're going to hear the opening of the opera, Abertura, which is Portuguese for opening. This is by André Memari. And what's happening here is Badi Assad is singing the part of Agregora, who is the central character in the opera. She is the stone in the process of becoming the divine amethyst. And we have Tiago Pinheiro as Solser, who is her guide.
Voz das vozes, vozes, vai, voz, voz e vozes, vozes na voz, conduz voz. Thank you.
Abertura, or opening, music by André Memari. That is the opening of the Opera das Pedras, or Opera of the Stones. We heard Bali Assad singing alongside Tiago Pinheiro, and that was André Memari himself playing the piano. Well, as I said before, we heard that wonderful music by André. This is from the Opera of the Stones, which is this big concept by visual artist Denise Milan, in which there are parallels between the life cycle of crystals and humans, of course, with big difference in terms of years, really eons in the case of crystals and humans. Nonetheless, in her mind, there are these parallels. Here's Denise to talk about her concept of the life force behind crystals and their spiritual power and the resonance that they can have for human beings.
2 years and a half, I searched in quarries, amethysts, with human formations. When I saw a group of them, I imagined them, they were the population of the undergrounds. I always heard the chant of these stones telling us their stories, how they were germinated as embryos in the magmatic womb, how they released their outcry when they taken out of their birthplace, how they managed to survive within all obstacles they faced in their way, how they fought for their beginnings and their endings, and how when they found their inner sun, they reached eternity. This made me imagine an opera with them, the Opera of Stones, where they would sing the drama of their survival, the drama of existence, to be or not to be, and how the opposite polarities can become opportunities for them to find their commonalities, to reach collective experiences that can lead to a new equilibrium for humanity. And this is, you know, this is how this was beginning, you know, Stones, life, and what they had to tell us.
Visual artist and mastermind of the Opera of the Stones, Denise Milan, talking about her concept behind crystals. And as you can hear, she's really talking about crystals as a life force. Let's listen to some more music by Claricia Saad. She set the next several movements of the opera. We're going to hear Despertar de Agregora, which is the awakening of the main character, her setting out on this quest to become a perfect amethyst. We're going to hear Agregora y Solcer. That's her with her guide, Solcer. And then we're going to hear Confuso, Ordinatrix, Violeta Luz 1 and 2. Confuso is kind of like chaos or confusion. Ordinatrix, as you might suspect, is order. So these two ideas, anybody upon a quest of any sort will have those two things coming. Then Violeta Luz is another benign influence upon her. And then the last one we're going to hear, Mala Sombras do Basalto, is not a benign influence at all. Sombra is shadow. Mal, of course, is bad. Bad shadows of the basalt. The basalt is another stone, but it is mortal. Whereas, of course, the amethyst crystal is immortal. And throughout the opera, we see the character of the basalt is jealous of the amethyst and is attempting to thwart her quest. Let's have a listen. This is music by Claricia Saad, text by Denise Milan. Thank you.
Basalto me invadir em perigo e estarei.
Music by Clarice Assad from the opera of the Stones. We heard The Awakening of Agrigora, which is the main character, the amethyst crystal, which is the immortal stone. And then we heard the amethyst crystal with her guide, Solcer. Then we heard two parts, Confusion and Order, all the things surrounding any kind of journey, as I said before, a hero's quest or anybody questing after anything will certainly have moments of confusion and order. And then Violeta Luz, Violet Light, 1 and 2, and those are the benign influences upon her. And then the not-so-benign influence of the basalt, the mortal stone, which is jealous of the amethyst. you can really hear the Brazilian influences in a lot of that. And I find that very interesting that in Brazil or a lot of Latin American countries, there's no problem whatsoever with crossing over from a classical sound to a pop sound and right back again. Wonderful music there by Clarice Assad from the Opera of the Stones. As I listened to this, I was thinking to myself about reading a little bit about the formation of crystals and amethyst, and it is such a long process. And, you know, again, in the crystallization of anything, there are a lot of things that can go wrong, a lot of impurities that can happen in the crystal. So I can really see what Denise's concept is here of the spiritual aspect of that. And I find it really fascinating that this is being represented in music. We're hearing songs about crystals, but what we're really hearing is songs about eons, so many years for these crystals to form, and then the benign and malign influences, which would be impurities or other kinds of rock that could cause impurities in the stone, here represented within a spiritual context. Really a fascinating piece of music. We're going to move a little bit forward in the opera now. We're going to hear Sedução 1, which means Seduction 1, and then we're going to hear Mala Sombra, that's the bad shadow again, the basalt. Then we're going to hear Sem Solução, Without Solution. So we're really at kind of a spiritual low point in the opera here. The seduction, perhaps, of the basalt is almost effective at this point. This is music by Badi Assad and Clarice Assad.
Sem solução, mergulho no mistério deste enigma. Me movo sem descansar, me perco sem me encontrar.
deixa de ser imortal. Erro e caio na beira de um poço sem eira, beira sem eira, eira sem beira. Caio na beira de um poço sem eira, eira sem beira, beira sem eira e caio. Perdida, busco uma razão de ser, luz do meu coração, minha estrela luz. Cadê você? Cadê você? Cadê você? Minha estrela luz. Cadê? Cadê você? Sua voz.
Descubra, escuta tua palavra, tua vida.
Na beira do fosso, tropecei e caí. Sabia que não voltaria, mas não consegui existir.
Isn't that wonderful? What beautiful, beautiful music. So many things to focus on. The singing, of course, is incredible, as we are so used to coming from Brazil, so many beautiful singers down there. But I find the musical influences themselves to be very interesting. There's a lot of kind of Middle Eastern sounds there with the drones and then the pitch bending. And when you think of the life cycle of a crystal, when you're thinking in eons, I think that a musical drone is absolutely appropriate, cyclical music that kind of just, you know, could go on and on and on and on forever, that you just get lost in, very timeless. We heard Sedução 1, Seduction 1 by Badi Assad, followed by Mala Sombra, The Bad Shadow, Clarice Assad, followed by Sem Solução, Without Solution, Badi Assad. And the last thing we heard there, that wonderful Middle Eastern inspired music, Sedução 2, Seduction 2 by Clarice Assad. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. Today we are featuring 6 Brazilian composers who all got together for the Opera of the Stones, an opera that parallels the life cycle of crystals with that of human beings. You can find out more information about the show on our Facebook page or on our website at relevanttones.com. Well, the Opera of the Stones, again, is the brainchild of visual artist Denise Milan, and she is so passionate about her work, about crystals and the lessons that they have for human beings. When I talked to her, I asked her exactly what in her conception is the role of human beings from a spiritual perspective, and what do crystals have to teach us about that?
In these times that we have so many crises happening, economical values, climate changing, for me, I have some very basic questions, kind of where are we going? When we address our destiny and also the one of the planet, where will the answers come from? And just, you know, looking around and seeing these colossal, giant ambiental disasters, how will we proceed? So I envision that our role as a human beings is to look for our survival as species on Earth. And this might mean letting go old systems and habits that do not address our real needs for survival. That is why I believe in telling the story of Earth, the blue stone in the cosmos, its process of creation. And this process of creation can teach us about remaining alive in time. I focused quartz because it's present in 90% of the crust of the Earth. That means it has a structure that is adaptable, it survives. And this, it's also common on all the planet. It's like a common language. And it kind of brings together structures, science, philosophy, beliefs, humanities, history, arts. It congregates all these different expressions of us humans. And more than all, I believe that it focuses on this whole idea of the stone. It is what connects us all as human beings. We live on Earth, and Earth is a stone in space. So we are all in this one big stone navigating in the cosmos.
Let's listen to music now that was written jointly by Carlinhos Antunes and Badi Assad. We're going to hear Agregora Triunfante. This is where the main character, again, the amethyst crystal, Agregora, is triumphant. So she's shaken off those doubts we heard earlier. Intuição, or intuition, and Agregora Triunfante 2. She's triumphant again. And this is Badi Assad singing.
E vindo confuso, sem medo, pude aprender que nele existe a coragem pra me tirar das trevas, transformando o caos com a ordem que ordena a Trix, e meu coração revela.
Triumphant music there, representing a crystal in its early stages of forming. It had had some doubts earlier, but things are working out, as you can hear. Agregora Triunfante 1, Intuição, Agregora Triunfante 2. Music there by Carlinhos Antunes and Badi Assad. This is part of the Opera of the Stones, a piece of music that is really an epic when you think of it, talking about eons and eons that it takes for a human-sized crystal. These aren't just any old crystals, the kind of crystal you have in your desk. We're talking about human-sized crystals that the artist Denise Milan, who created this project, is so fascinated by. Music there by Carlinhos Antunes and Badi Assad, two very, very well-known and amazing composers from Brazil. And speaking of Brazil, Denise was able to join us from Sao Paulo over an ISDN line, which is really a great opportunity to talk with her about this project. And I asked her how it came about that this was set to music.
I always heard the chant of them, the stones. For me, it's not only a stone. As I told you, I looked for stones that had human formations or evoked human embryos or evoked human lives. So for me, they always pulsated. They always had life. I just didn't know how to approach life. And what was amazing when I had to work with the composers, because then came another step. How do you work with musicians? How will, you know, this be passed? Huh? So then it's like the crystalline formations, the creation with them was very engaging. And the process embraced everyone who attended him and invited these composers to the challenge of conquering and letting go their preconceived path, opening to a space for this new sign, you know, that really was an emergency of being born. Huh? And through this came voices and music. And so it was very unusual, the whole experience and the solutions that were demanded in the process.
Well, we heard that very extroverted music earlier there, Agrigora Triunfante, where she's very triumphant. Things are clearly going well. But the opera takes a kind of existentialist turn here. We're going to hear five movements in which she's more questioning now who she is and who she will be. And there's a battle in the middle between she and Basalt. Let's have a listen. This is music by Carlinhos Antunes and Clarice Assad.
Sei quem sou, não me tomo por quem não sou. Não espelho transcendo, sou a brisa que move o coração. Sou liberação, sou alento, sou o ar que leva empecilho. Sou o vento,
confronte o basalto e seu abismo, ultrapasse as armadilhas e suas sombras, desafia todos para o jogo no tabuleiro da cela do cristal.
Thank you. cicatriz passageira.
A força da vida confronta a força do medo. Agora se afaste dos enganos, não se entregue ou nada restará. Seu olhar não verá luz, sua palavra secará.
Está a força que me levanta. Serei uma alma caída, serei pedra transitória, cobiçada, arrancada, vendida, perdida.
Five short movements there from the Opera of the Stones. We heard the amethyst crystal there singing, I know who I am. So I was thinking of this as kind of an existentialist part of the opera. But there's a battle in the middle that she comes out of doing pretty good. And she says at the end, I know who I will be. So there's really a sense of destiny there for the stone. Well, at that same interview session where I was able to talk with Denise Milan in Brazil, we also had one of the composers, André Mamari, present. Here's what he had to say about writing music for such a vast and spiritual concept.
In a way, it's very inspiring because the idea itself is very original, and this is very motivating for a composer. And then we had some conversations. Denise told me about her passion, her lifelong passion about stones. And she kind of contaminated me with that passion. And so we got in the same spirit in a way, I could say that.
I also found it intriguing that the composers spent time with the stones. And I was curious for André what that experience was like.
Yeah, I went to her to Denise's studio and I saw some of the formations and I was very impressed with her collection. It's very rare and something I never seen before. We usually associate rocks and stones with not living creatures in a way. We call them minerals, and but I really got the feeling that life was very intense in these objects, so to say. But what can I tell you is that the stones emanate beauty, and to emanate beauty is a sign of life.
Let's hear the final movements of the opera. We're going to hear from the basalt stone itself and get its perspective. Then we're going to hear a movement called Cadumbra. And then we're going to hear three movements, Terra y Solser 1, 2, and 3. Terra, of course, is the earth, and Solser, as you may remember, is the guide that was helping the amethyst crystal in its development. This is music by Clarice Assad and André Mamari.
Isto é eternidade sopra mim, agregora.
te enganei. Só não sabia que raptava tua consciência à luz. Tu ficaste só
as tormentas nos sacodem,
mas o céu não é dor de renovação.
Se abrem para o que seremos,
mas o céu.
Nascida das várias vozes.
That was the final movements of the opera of the Stones, Pedra Mortal, Cadumbra, and Terra y Solser 1, 2, and 3. Music by Clarice Assad and André Memari. What an amazing concept this opera is, and how great is it that six of the best composers in Brazil lent their talents and time to create a piece of music that spans eons, the life cycle of a crystal. Opera das Pedras, or Opera of the Stones, Spectacle of the Earth by Denise Milan. Well, I think it's amazing that we're able to talk to people in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and have them sound like they're in the same room with us, but it doesn't come about by accident. And I do have a few people I want to thank for making it possible. I'd like to thank Gilberto Pascual and Danilo Santos de Miranda at SESCI in Sao Paulo, Eduardo Weber and Wilson Roberto Guilhemat at Radio Culture Brazil, and of course, André Memari for the wonderful musical direction and Denise Milan for the concept. Relevant Tones is made possible by the generous support of Grosvenor Capital Management, Carol Joins and Abby O'Neill, an anonymous donor, DePaul University, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, and the listener supporters of WFMT. I'm your host, Seth Bosted, and thank you very much for listening.